let's do it. Turn that up, Simon. We're not here playing around. This is Uprise. Where's the movement?
Listen to me. Wait till you hear this song.
I can feel it's like coming down a dark tunnel.
Wait
and then
till you hear this song.
What happens?
Listen
when
to the voice.
Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso.
She started like that.
Yeah.
Whenever they say got it from my mama, I'm on my toes.
You haven't heard this voice before, have you?
No.
Yeah.
What's happening over at the Uprise?
Exactly.
You've been doing some stuff behind my back, man?
Exactly.
Oh, you keeping them guessing.
That's where we are with it.
Is this because it's a victory Monday for you?
Listen, man, I had to come correct today.
And why do we call it a victory Monday for us?
Because the Giants did the improbable. First of all, I got my camera here, so
yeah.
I'm going to do this right here. This is the Jose Mourinho.
You couldn't wait to
do
that.
I'm doing the Jose Mourinho.
You couldn't wait to do that.
How about the worst team in the NFC East
right.
just knocked off the best team in the NFC North?
Man.
That's the NFL for you.
Oh, that's the NFL for you. Man, what stood out in that game as Giants, real Giants fans? What did you see that you were just like, for the future, or I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what did you see that kind of made you proud to be a Giants fan?
Resiliency.
Mm.
The fight back from adversity,
which
is something that the Giants hadn't really had to deal with this year. They hadn't done.
I'm with that.
Barkley.
Oh, my gosh. I can talk about
this.
The
number two rushing defense in the league, and he sliced and diced him in that second half. Incredible.
You know what's crazy about this dude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know when he'll make a move at full speed, running in between the tackles, in the hole, tight space, and it just looks like, he just got through.
Yeah.
But when you slow it down and see how he's juking these dudes out, in the hole,
mm-hmm.
no movement. Oh, the boss just walked by.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
In the hole, it's amazing, right?
Incredible.
I mean, he's juking out linebackers with no space.
His level of athleticism is something you don't really see.
You don't see that.
At this level. And there was all this talk about, the Giants should have went quarterback. And who would have been better for them than this guy right now?
I mean, 2020's hindsight is easy, but nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, he's with him, OBJ. You have two offensive superstars locked in.
Yeah.
Obviously, OBJ with the contract. You got another 4 years with Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. Right now, with all these offenses where you just get a quarterback who's like a point guard,
yeah.
who can just get the ball out, to your playmakers. Vertically stretch the field, of course, with OBJ. You want to get him vertically down the field, but man, even horizontally, whatever. Yeah, I'm happy for that. Victory Monday, like it. Got some big turnovers on defense.
Yeah,
yeah, that made me feel good. I bit one of your lines.
Okay.
When people were talking about Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it on Twitter.
I have not seen it yet. What happened?
And I said, like my good friend Osi would say.
Yeah.
The NFL will humble you. The NFL will humble you. And that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl winner, he's going to be employed so soon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to be out of the league, but you see something like that happen in the middle of the year after a terrible loss. But
I mean,
NFL humbles you, right?
Come on.
What do you think?
They didn't have to do him like that.
They lost to the Cardinals at home.
Okay, they lost to the Cardinals at home. Fine.
Right?
Fine.
Okay.
But this was a darn good coach for them for
a number
of years.
This is true.
Super Bowl winning coach.
Very true.
You don't treat people like that. You at least let him. What are they going to do? They're 4-8, 4-7. They're not going to win. I understand the logic behind firing a coach mid-year. Okay, it gives you a head start. It allows you to find.
There's my argument.
Listen, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But at some point,
mm-hmm.
you have to treat people better. You just have to. You have to. There's no coach out there right now, right?
Right.
that would make me decide I'm going to fire Mike McCarthy and, you know, get a head start on who doesn't want that job? Every coach wants to coach everybody.
Right.
Everybody. So yes. Whoever they're going to hire, they could have waited 4 or 5 more weeks to hire. This was a terrible, terrible thing.
Okay, and I'm not disputing that, but I'm throwing something else out there.
Throw it out there, then, Jay Bell.
Now, we know when these coaches got to get new jobs, they have to go hire their staffs. Example, you get fired. Why did I have to say you?
It's fine. I don't have
and
no problem.
And you go, my man Jay Bell, I want him to run my defense.
Okay.
But you got to get on me early before I take another job. And if you know you can start build, you know you're going to get a job. Mike McCarthy knows something's going to happen. He can start going to get his pieces together for his next job. And Green Bay, whoever they're looking for as a candidate, can do the same thing. Jason, it gives you a jump start.
You act like you don't know the NFL, man. You act like you don't know.
When you make Simon laugh out loud, you know, you got me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm just trying to throw something out there. Did it not work? It just that's not going to stand up in court.
Not even a little bit, man.
You know, that's not why you're my representation.
Come on.
Hey, listen, that was a shock to me. I thought something might shake out at the end of the year, but that was a shock to me. Do you think a coach is going to be a little nervous to deal with Aaron Rodgers? You got a talent, but there's some opinions floating out there.
Tell me the opinions.
I mean, people just say he's
tough. Don't sugarcoat the issue now, okay? You want to say something, get it off your chest, Jay Bell.
I don't have anything to say at all. Just what I hear is that, and I kind of respect it, he's if he doesn't respect you or you don't challenge him correctly, he's not into it.
Mm.
That's okay with me.
Interesting.
That's okay. That's all right with me.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. You know, I like Aaron Rodgers, man. There's something about him that I like, you know.
I like him because he's out there balling.
Yes, but, you know, I've heard, even from Greg Jennings, we've heard that he was a little sensitive. Mm. Is that the word?
Underdog mentality, you know. Fell in the draft. Should have got drafted higher.
At what point does that underdog stuff, like...
I don't know.
At what point does that go... Even Baker Mayfield. They say Baker Mayfield has the underdog. By the way, the NFL will humble you.
The NFL will humble you, Baker Mayfield. Did you hear Ryan Clark, our buddy Ryan Clark, go at him on another network?
No.
Oh, man.
He went at him?
He went at him. Somebody on another network had said something, and a former player. Mayfield shot back. Our buddy Ryan Clark told him, "You don't want that smoke.
You don't want that. You don't want that. He needed to be calmed down."
Oh, he's
calmed
down.
Got calmed down.
Man,
go out there and throw 3 interceptions after talking all that trash.
Man,
who did you think you were?
It's humbling, man. The guys that have been around understand. I might have won this round, but I might take a couple punches.
A couple of L's.
Yeah, I might win the fight, but I'm gonna take a couple of punches on the nose. So. I got to chill out.
You better calm down.
Oh, man. Quick.
Baker.
Underdog, man. Yeah, you know, a lot of people hold on to it. I don't know the answer. I don't know when you let that go. I know one thing.
You don't know the answer, huh?
No, because I kind of held on to that myself.
Yeah.
I did myself. I just didn't know. I didn't have a microphone in my face, my playing career, where I could scream to the top of the mountains that I was an underdog. Nobody was really listening to me.
Yeah.
If they would have been, I would have been saying that.
Yeah.
So
these players need to let that go. I wonder when the teams are going to let it go, let this Colin Kaepernick thing go. I wonder when that's going to happen.
What?
I wonder when they're going to let that go. I wonder when they're going to let my man back in the NFL, man.
I don't know if he wants to play, OC.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think Colin Kaepernick wants to play? Apparently he's working out 5 hours a day out there throwing the football.
I
don't know of anybody who would be doing that if
they didn't want to play.
They didn't want to play football.
I'm not sure about that. My football, the way I look at football is, especially when you talk about free agents, right? Teams always want somebody who has been either active, say in a training camp, or somehow within an organization in that mode, if they want to bring you in. That is standard. Mm-hmm. How long has he been out of football?
Okay.
How long?
Doesn't matter. It's not his fault.
Okay. But it just now even if you would consider him and you didn't have a problem, it's kind of hard to justify that. That's just not thinking anything else.
Let me ask you this.
This is not even my opinion. I'm just looking if.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, Jason. Because people ask me all the time.
Why did you go to this anyway?
It just came. It just
We were
talking about letting things go, and this is letting things go. I mean, come on, let it go.
Okay.
So, would you have protested? Because people ask me that, right? And here's my answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't have. And here's the reason why. I am a full-blooded Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to be born in England, so I have a British passport.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a full-blooded Nigerian,
mm-hmm.
so I have a Nigerian passport also. If things have got, this is just me speaking.
Mm-hmm.
If things have gotten to the point where I felt like taking a knee during the American national anthem,
mm-hmm.
I would have just said, cheerio, mate. I would have got on a plane and taken my behind back to England. Or
right.
I would have said, you know what? This kind of nonsense that they're doing here, I can't even, this kind of nonsense is too much from you. I'm going home. And I would have got on a plane and I would have went back to my town in Nigeria
mm-hmm.
where my father's the king. My father's the king, by the way.
Oh, I know
that's
this.
A true story.
I know this.
Yes. So
stop putting that out there, because that's if something goes crazy, that's my plan.
Plan. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so, you know, I got the money in the safe. I was going to
Yeah. So my whole thing was, while I agreed
uh-huh.
with what the players were taking a knee for, I completely understood that.
Right.
For me, I had options. Now, the black American doesn't have any options.
Right.
He has to sit there in this quagmire mm-hmm. and deal with this constant oppression and deal with all these different things.
Right.
By the way, on another note, the uprise is going to fix that, by the way.
I like the uprise.
We're going to fix that.
Nice.
We're going to give not only the black Americans, mm-hmm. but the black Brazilians, we're going to give them somewhere to go in case they don't want to be in that situation.
Interesting.
We're going to make them all just like me. That's my plan. Mm. But anyway.
I think we just got a nugget.
We'll go there. But everybody, it's not just music. This is so much bigger than
interesting.
Music. Yes. So that was my thing. So with you
mm-hmm.
being just a straight black American,
mm-hmm.
what would you have done?
In that situation?
Yes.
Well, it's easy to look. I mean, you know.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, right. You got me against a wall.
You're cornered. I can't wait to hear this.
I can tell you this. I am always been lucky enough to be on teams with great leadership. They always had a couple of guys that were forward thinkers and guys that you would want to follow into any kind of battle. That is the luck of the draw.
Yes.
And I would have been the kind of guy that on those teams, if those leaders would have done whatever they had done, I would have been on board. And that's the truth. But when after the president's comments,
yeah,
no doubt.
I got to be honest with you,
so I would have followed the leaders
mm-hmm.
because the guys I'm thinking in my head, and mm-hmm. you know the guys I'm thinking,
yeah.
you were one of those guys on one of the teams.
Yeah.
I would. It was just good. You could trust those individuals.
Yeah.
And I was lucky. Not a lot of people have been on teams with guys of that caliber and that integrity that wouldn't do something to a person in my situation that didn't have a lot of leverage that would have exposed me or hurt me in the long run, whatever that may be.
I thought I had you there, and you came up with an incredible, incredible answer.
Oh, see,
that's the truth.
I talk to you every day.
Yeah.
You think this is the first time you've cornered me in a conversation?
That's the truth.
Do you think this is the first time?
I'm not going to shake your hand on that. That was outstanding.
Sometimes,
that was outstanding.
In the middle of a workout,
dead
tired,
you'll check.
Yeah, it's.
That was outstanding.
You've conditioned me
to be able to think like,
yeah,
that was outstanding.
I appreciate that.
Back to football. You that was good.
Oh, thank you. Did you think the Cowboys were going to beat the Saints?
No. Jason, not only did I not think, that wasn't even a thought in my head.
Bro.
No idea that was what was going to happen. The Cowboys defense was outstanding.
Can I say something?
Please.
I like the linebackers, right?
Yes.
It's easy to like them. People have highlighted them. And I started to pay attention to this defense because Jerry Jones gets a lot of heat from being the general manager. He's not picking all the guys, but he's got his hands in it. So there's a bunch of homegrown talent on that defense. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at it because I'm trying to see, does my man Jerry still got it? We forgot about Chris Richard, mm-hmm. the addition as the defensive back coach, yeah. but I think he's calling a lot of plays,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And what he did in Seattle mm-hmm. and that whole thing about teaching your guys, right? A coach needs to be a teacher. A coach needs to teach you the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm watching this defense, and I tweeted something about it. I was like, it's going to be interesting to see this Cowboys defense versus the Saints offense. I thought the Saints were going to win, but I threw that out there because I was like, they're better than I thought they were.
Yes.
They're getting better.
Yes.
They played outstanding.
Yes, they did.
That defense played outstanding.
Lights out.
Dak and all that, everybody's going to talk about that. It was that defense, man.
10 points, the New Orleans Saints?
10 points.
Ten points?
Dog, they only gave up 65 yards rushing.
Makes no sense. I don't know how they did that.
They have playmakers on every level. The defensive line.
Getting after.
DeMarcus Lawrence, he's going to get the whole chalupa, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the whole burrito.
They
got to pay him the farm.
And the owner has to give him, he has to pay him and then give him his wallet. After he's paid him, he'll be like, here's my wallet.
Has to. Because you got Randy Gregory on the other side, who's really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But with DeMarcus Lawrence over there, it's just stupid. The two linebackers, DBs are playing well within the scheme. I mean, I'm just saying, this is what is beautiful about the NFL in this period of time.
Yeah.
Teams that are getting their identity, and you can see good coaching, I think. And this is what makes the Patriots so good.
Mm-hmm.
I see when guys are being taught relevant things in that year. We're good at this. Do this. This is what's happening to us. This is how you adjust.
Yeah.
You following me?
I'm following you, man.
Because sometimes I don't follow myself.
No, I'm following you. I mean, that was an incredible, incredible performance.
I couldn't call that game.
Cowboys.
That's interesting.
Incredible.
They're going to win the NFC East, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens tonight.
Okay.
Let's see what happens when Washington plays against Philly. If Philly, I mean, I just find it so difficult.
Philly got no running game, man.
I find it so difficult to count them out, man. I just do, man.
They need to.
How hard it is to win a Super Bowl? Like, I know they're not the same team, but it's just you have that DNA, man.
They
got something in you.
But they were battered and abused in the defensive backfield, meaning with all the injuries.
Yeah.
And then they're not running the ball. That's what they do well.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is a baller. No doubt, but
yeah.
you gotta stick to your formula, and running the ball was a significant part of their formula, and they had injuries, you know?
Yeah.
You can say what you want about Jay Ajayi. He really mattered
mm-hmm.
to that team.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, because that power running style, he really mattered, man. Did you call the Chargers Steelers?
No, I picked the Steelers to win that game.
I think I
picked the Steelers to win that game. Phillip Rivers, man, 16th comeback when they're down by, I think it's like 16 points or something. He just tied Peyton Manning. Like, he is such an underrated football player.
But he's you know what he's doing right now? He's like, I'm on this last stretch. I'm in this fourth quarter of my career.
Yeah.
I'm going to make them remember me.
Yeah, and they're going to remember him.
They're going to remember
he's
him. One thing I'll say about that is you saw a Pittsburgh Steelers team that didn't tackle well.
Mm-hmm.
They were down a couple people in the secondary. They give up this return on a punt return, and I always talk about special teams. Special teams is your backups, right, a lot of times. And you have starters. I mean, our best linebacker, Antonio Pierce, had to be on punt because he was the best pump blocker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would tell us, I'm not running down, fellas, but mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this protection tight. Anyways, when you start seeing things, big special teams plays, and you have a couple injuries, and guys that used to play more special teams now have to play more defense,
yeah.
they're not as effective. Special teams coach used to always tell me that. When you start playing more, you start, no matter what you think, you don't play as well as you did on special teams. He said, I don't know why it happens. It happens. Pittsburgh Steelers give up a punt return.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The head coach for mm-hmm. the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
Love Mike Tomlin.
Yep.
I just admire that guy so much. I really have a strong dislike for the Pittsburgh Steelers team this year.
Tell me why.
The way they handled Le'Veon Bell. I'm not talking about ownership. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about coaching. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's business. That's going to be done.
You can deal with that.
I can deal with that.
Yep.
You know, I've had to deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. You've been on that side.
You understand what
yep.
I'm trying to say?
I do.
Now, when I was going through my contract situations with the Giants, right? When I was going through my – and it was a mm-hmm. yearly thing mm-hmm. with them.
He's back. OC's back in the office.
OC's doing this again. Here's the thing. To a man, the players were going on record calling out the Giants for not doing what they were supposed to do.
I remember.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
I remember one time Zach D'Arcy, the long snapper.
Who's still there.
He's still there. The long snapper. Zach's for some reason, they went to him and asked him. He was like, I don't know what the Giants are doing. They should have taken care of this years ago. These guys are out of their mind. And I was sitting over there looking like, wow.
Putting it on the line
On the line. And, like, I loved them for it. Now, the Giants never really addressed that situation. Mm-mm. But I could always go back in the locker room because I knew them dudes had my back.
And they did.
And when it was my turn, I was going all out for them. I remember one time, I was going all out.
That's the formula.
You know?
Yep.
One time, I think they were talking about bringing I think Strahan was sitting out. Mm-hmm. And they had talked about bringing in Simeon Rice. And they came to me. I was like, Simeon, where's he going to play? He's not playing here. I was the coach. I was like, Simeon Rice not playing here. What are you talking about?
You can stop that.
Do whatever you – what are you talking about? And so we would do things like that. So the way the Pittsburgh Steelers, number one, that offensive line talking all that trash about him.
Then
when they finally found out that he wasn't going to, you know, show up, they in his locker taking his stuff.
Like, That's
so tacky.
I know.
And at that moment, I said, I would never root for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year again, no matter how much I like their coach.
You got me thinking, and you're absolutely right. And this is important for people to recognize what you just said. The culture in that locker room is what allows you to perform better on the field. 100%. There is zero doubt about that.
100%.
People are always chasing culture, or they mention this guy doesn't fit. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And to your point, what did we get last week? We got the whole Big Ben can call out players.
Yeah. What?
Why? For what? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I've been places where plenty of people can call out plenty of people, but you don't do it. But that goes back to your issue with them as a whole, because why would you even think that was okay to say?
Crazy.
Of course you can.
But why would you do
but
it?
But why would you? You have all the leverage. You're probably a Hall of Fame quarterback, franchise quarterback, two Super Bowls. First Super Bowl, you wasn't really your Super Bowl. You were the weak link.
Yeah.
But two Super Bowls, of course you can do that. But just because you're big and powerful, you don't need to squish everybody around you.
Craziness.
Right?
Craziness.
You don't. Yes, you can.
Craziness.
But you don't.
I don't get that.
You're right. You're right. And that wasn't right when they mentioned what was going on with this contract. That just wasn't right.
Yeah.
It wasn't right. But anyways, I mean.
You feel strongly about that. I like that. Because we're players and we know.
Yo.
Like, we know.
Yo, everybody in every walk of life is in a circumstance, in a situation where they have power and they can be assertive with it and assert that power in a negative way.
Yeah.
You don't do it.
Crazy.
You don't do it, man.
It's your time, J-Bell.
Oh, what time is it? It's question time.
Question time.
That was a good conversation, though.
I enjoyed it.
It was some good games, but I think at this point in the season, culture means a lot in locker rooms. And, that's where we are.
Yeah.
All right. People hitting us up on Twitter, of course, using the hashtag AskOC and AskJBell, of course. This one's a good one. This one's a good one, all right? So, Robert Smallbone. Okay. J-Bell, you just blanked me walking down Oxford Circus
in Central London. Got That's it. The second guy. That's the second time.
And I apologize to
That's
him.
That's the second time.
I apologize. So, he just said,
I'll never do that to you,
please give this Jets fan a shout-out on the podcast. Robert Smallbone, my bad.
Yeah. That's number two. Number two. I can't believe you pretend to be such a man of the people, but you're really not. You walk around with your head held high.
I feel
high.
Like, was this the same guy last week, or is this a new one?
You walk around with
for
your
sure,
head.
For sure, Simon.
Nah, don't change the subject. You walk around with your head held high, just looking down on the small people. I just don't believe you, J-Bell.
This is not
that
true.
That whole J-Bellians thing.
Oh, my gosh. We're in trouble. I like this one.
The guy was probably waving. He's like, J-Bell. J-Bell. You just walk by him.
Oh, Nick Wood. This is a good one. I have a solution for countering the racial profiling next time you are at Waitrose. Obviously, this is to you,
yeah,
OC.
Okay. Man, you're laughing before it even.
You can wear your cutoff sweatpants and Uggs, but top it off with that $2,000 Harrod sweater. Hashtag uprise.
Okay. Now that makes sense. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
I get it.
Okay.
That makes sense. I like that.
All right. Oh, here's another one. Good one. All right. Paul D. Man, they like this Waitrose stuff. Do you do all your shopping on daily visits to Waitrose, or do you also do a big shop at the weekends?
That question sounds like it's somebody who knows me and knows the Waitrose I go to, and they're going to be lying in wait. Do you go there every day? They'll just be there waiting.
Paul D. It's Paul D. It's your boy.
No, I go there every – I go there sporadically, okay. Like every once in a while. You know what I mean? There's really no rhyme or reason to it.
Right.
Because it's just not far, so I can just – go in and out whenever I need something.
Wear that sweater, though.
I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it the next time. And I'm going to take a picture.
Yes.
I got to take a picture.
Yes, that's clutch.
Matter of fact, next time I come on the podcast, I'm going to wear it.
I love it.
I'm going to wear my sweater.
We're winning with this.
1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Do you know I can buy this Waitrose?
She was tripping. That lady was tripping, man.
Tripping. So remember last week we asked people to be our 300th reviewer on iTunes.
All right.
And the people responded.
Did they?
We have 357 reviews now.
Wow.
Appreciate it because let me tell you something. That takes time out of your day. Man, we love it.
We appreciate that, man.
All right.
Much
so
love.
Yeah, this is a new one. Maza says, top podcast from a truly great NFL player and his good friend, OC. Y'all should have seen his face. That was dope, Mozzie. Hashtag uprise again.
Great job.
Oh, my God.
I like
you,
it.
You
I
had
like
OC
it.
Stuck on that
I
one.
I like it. No, that was a good one.
These are good. This is good stuff.
I can respect that.
Lonesome Raider. Man, Raiders are never – well – don't you need people
yesterday.
To raid? You could be a lonesome raider. Raid
a
by yourself.
Lonesome
like
raider?
A raider. Like a raid. I raid things. Yeah. A raider. Yeah.
Like corporate raiders. You know about corporate raiders.
Yeah, but usually it's a...
Is it a team of people or isn't it just like
it's
a
usually
guy?
A, it's usually a guy, but it's usually a firm. You go in and you need people to execute. But okay, anyway. Lonesome Raider. My first review. Well, we just talked about your name for 3 minutes. This podcast is a bright light in a dark season. Keeps me smiling even after another loss. Where OC goes, everybody knows. But we enjoy the trip. Oh, I'm sorry. Where OC goes, nobody knows.
Nobody. OC doesn't even know himself.
But we enjoy the trip. That's right, Lonesome Raider. I am with you on that. Jason must have a roller coaster face hanging on for dear life.
I wish everybody would have seen Jason's face halfway through this podcast when we started talking about that Colin Kaepernick thing. He was like,
Lonesome Raider, you have no clue how correct you are with this observation. Because I truly...
Why would you go there, OC? Why?
I got to come in here, like, mentally ready. Get a good workout in, a sweat in.
No telling what's going to happen.
You got to be prepared, man. Amazing. Appreciate all the reviews. Always love the hashtag Uprise. OC just threw us a nugget about the Uprise. Next week, he might give us a little more.
I don't know if they're ready for it, man.
Hey, man, just keep it rocking, man.
Let's do it.
Keep up the passion. Appreciate it, y'all. Uprise, we out. Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had my engine roaring like a Lamborghini gelato. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Put nobody else other than you, I beg you, come and roll. You see me styling, you know who's who. You got the old, I got the new, new. Yeah, we the leaders of the new school, new school. Stretch, take another step. What's next? I'ma show you what the prize is. 'Cause I'm just full of surprises. Got it from my mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had my engine roaring like a Lamborghini gelato. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Want nobody else other than you, I beg you, call me bro. Each time on my phone, she just they all at me. Anytime when I show, she just they bother me. Mike Tyson, we're biting, I'm fighting. Garas, groupie, 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 a lot. If I break your heart, my apology.